The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is George Burns and Gracie Allen talking to a veteran. Originally aired 1-3-1946.
It's George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, and the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra. Now let's look in for our first visit of the new year at the Burns home.
I'm so proud of you, George. You've kept your New Year's resolution for 3 whole days.
Well, it's because I've got a strong character.
Oh, and such a difficult resolution. To smile and be pleasant to everybody and not let things upset you.
I just made up my mind, that's all.
Oh, you've been wonderful, dear. When I asked you if I could buy a new hat, you said no with such a sweet smile.
That's right.
And when I bought it anyhow, you just went quietly into the bathroom and ran cold water on your head.
Yeah, I'm a changed man.
Nothing seems to bother you at all. Not even last night's terrible dinner. The soup was too salty, the potatoes were raw, and the chops were burned.
It was pretty bad, all right.
Oh, yeah. But did you get angry? No. You just took off your apron and said, well, I'll do better next time.
Well, I just resolved that nothing will upset me. I'm going to smile no matter what.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Even when I stutter, I smile.
Yeah. Oh, George, I have some news for you.
What?
My mother's coming to visit us. Well, George, where's your smile?
I'm smiling.
But, George, would you rather my mother didn't come?
Well, that's...
Oh, don't be afraid to tell me. Ours isn't that kind of a marriage. If you don't want to hear, just say so. I'll understand.
Well, as long as you feel that way, I...
Oh, yeah? Well, she's coming anyway.
Look, honey, we don't get along. Your mother hates me.
Oh, she does not. There are just a couple of things about you she can't stand. Now, if you changed them, she'd be crazy about you.
What couple of things?
Your looks and your personality.
She's mad about me.
Oh, my goodness. All this fuss because my dear, sweet mother wants to visit us. Don't you know that I'm her own flesh and blood?
Make it just her blood. When you get her flesh, I'm leaving you.
I promise you, Mama will only stay with us until the painters finish her new house.
When will the painters finish?
Well, they can't stop painting until the house is built.
They haven't built the house yet?
Well, they will as soon as they find a lot.
Your folks haven't even got a lot?
Well, you can't buy one without money.
And when will they get the money?
Papa should get a job any day now.
In other words, your mother drops in on us for around 30 years. I'm sorry, Gracie, but it's either your mother or me. If she comes, I go.
You mean I've got to choose between my mother and the man I love?
That's it.
Well, there's only one choice I can make.
Naturally.
I'm going to miss you, George.
You mean ta-ta? Well, I won't go. I'm not leaving.
Well, I'm sure there's room for both of you. We'll fix up the den for Mother.
Honey, look. Los Angeles is filled with returned servicemen looking for a place to stay. Now, if we're going to fix up the den, let's fix it up for one of them.
Well, are there really a lot of homeless servicemen?
Well, just listen to these ads in the morning paper. Discharged soldier needs home for family. Discharged soldier desperately needs room. Discharged soldier must have lodging.
Oh, those poor men. No place to live and the army has fired them from their nice job.
Gracie.
Oh, George, you go down to the draft board and see if you can get those men their jobs back.
Believe me, that they don't want. Just a place to live.
All right. I'll tell Mama to stay in San Francisco, and we'll fix up the den for a serviceman.
Now, that's the spirit. Gracie, when the den is fixed...
Yes. Oh, come in.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Meredith.
Hi, Meredith. What's new?
Well, I've got a new haircut, George. Went out for one this morning.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes, I enjoyed it. I usually cut my hair in the house, but it's such a nice day that I went out and cut it in the yard.
Looks like you use the hedge clippers.
No, no, they're a little too heavy to get a good grip on.
Oh, yes, they're heavy.
Would you like some breakfast, Meredith?
No, thanks, Gracie. Matter of fact, I just dropped in for a minute to tell George the finish of my joke about the porcupine.
If you don't mind,
I started to tell it at your party, but I never did get to pull the snapper.
Meredith, if you start that again, so help me.
George, remember your resolution. Smile.
Oh, oh, sure. Go right ahead, Meredith. Pull the snapper.
Okay. Ha! Speaking of porcupines, I'm reminded of the little blue-eyed...
Meredith, who... I remember how it began. Just tell me the finish. The snapper.
Gee, I'd like to oblige, George, but I memorized the joke just the way it is in my book. And if I don't start at the beginning, I can't remember how to pull the snapper.
Well, let her snap.
Speaking of porcupines, I'm reminded of the little blue-eyed toddler who chanced to go into the zoo one day...
You have to start from the beginning every time?
That's right, Gracie. Speaking of porcupines... I am reminded of the little blue-eyed toddler...
You couldn't stop now and then keep going?
No, no, afraid I couldn't. Speaking of porcupines...
Wow, that's amazing.
Speaking of porcupines...
I can't believe it, George.
Gracie, listen. Let him finish before the little blue-eyed toddler grows up and gets married.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I won't say another word, Meredith.
Speaking of porcupines, I'm reminded of the little blue-eyed toddler who chanced to go into the zoo one day with her governess. As they passed the porcupine cage, the little tyke was heard to exclaim, "My, what a strange-looking beast. What do you say to that?" interrogated the curious governess. Whereupon the child replied, "Because he has such a...
Well?
How do you like that? I've forgotten the snapper.
Well, that's fine.
But don't worry, George. I'll go read my book and brush up on it.
I wish you wouldn't bother, Meredith.
No, it's no trouble at all. After all, I live right next door.
Yes, I know.
That makes it mighty handy when a fellow's got some snappers he wants to pull. I'll be back.
I wonder if Meredith has a long lease on that house next door.
Oh, yeah, he probably has. With this terrible housing shortage, anyone who has the place is hanging on to it.
Say, that reminds me. Let's go in the den and fix it up for that service.
All right. Oh, I'll bet this room will look mighty good to a boy who's been on those islands like Okinawa and Guadalcanal and KP and Guam.
KP? That's an island?
Well, it must be. Meredith Wilson was in the Army for 3 years, and he said he spent most of it on KP.
Oh, yeah. That's a small island surrounded by dishwater. I started to hang these pictures here the other day. Do you think the serviceman will like them?
Oh, yes. And I'll run to the market and get some tomatoes to scatter around.
What for?
Well, I heard dozens of returning servicemen say the first thing they want to do is find a beautiful tomato.
Yes, they like vegetables. Just hand me the hammer and nail.
Oh, please, George, don't do any hammering. We haven't any iodine to put on your finger.
Don't be silly. Give me the hammer.
Oh, all right, here.
And I'm not going to hit my finger. Who are you calling?
Phil Goodwin, to bring over his first aid kit.
You're wasting your time. I'm not going to hit my finger.
Hello, hello, Bill? Would you rush right over with your first aid kit? George just hit his finger.
Ouch!
With a hammer.
There you are, George. Your finger's all bandaged.
Thanks, Bill.
Oh, what do you think of our idea of taking in a veteran, Bill?
Oh, it's swell, Gracie. We got a Marine sergeant staying at our house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And boy, when they've been overseas for a while, how they love to celebrate. Every night I take the sergeant out and we make the rounds.
Well, it's nice of you to do that, Bill.
Oh, well, I don't mind, Gracie. She's very pretty.
I should have known.
Well, I don't think we'll have a service woman. It's too dangerous. I wouldn't want her to walk in here, starve for the sight of a man, and find my George.
No, she's done her part. We shouldn't let her down now.
There goes the comedian. Well, I'm not anxious to have any lonesome female around, even if she is pretty. She'd probably want me to dance with her and go driving with her, and she might even want to go parking someplace and... Say, that's not
bad. George!
Just kidding, dear.
Oh, there's Meredith at the door.
Oh, no. Not the porcupine again. Look, Gracie, slip out the back way. Run next door to Meredith's and get that joke book of his.
Oh, in case he forgets the story again, huh?
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Now hurry.
Yeah, all right, dear.
Hey, shall I open the door, George?
Bolt it.
Bolt it?
Bolt it.
Well, okay. What's the big idea?
Meredith insists on telling me jokes from that corny book of his.
Oh, George, you don't know how poor Meredith feels when you don't laugh at his jokes. What if people didn't laugh when you told it? I guess you do know how he feels.
Never mind.
Anyone home in there? I'm back with the snapper.
Be real quiet, Bill. Maybe he'll go away.
The coast is clear, George. Meredith left.
I wish we could get him to leave that house next door. If I hear, ha! Speaking of porcupines, once more, I'll blow my top.
Well, George, I got it. Here's Meredith's joke book.
Oh, wonderful.
You know, I've been reading some of the stories in it. They're silly.
You said it. Especially the one about porcupines.
Ha! Speaking of porcupines...
Oh, no.
Say, Meredith, don't you think when folks hear that familiar strain, just about everybody knows what you're playing?
I'm sure they do, Bill. I think practically the whole world must know the Missouri Waltz. Listen just for a moment.
Yes, the Missouri is certainly a name that's just as familiar to American music as the river itself is to the American scene. As you know, the Missouri River is part and parcel of so many names rich in American lore. Why, its headwaters are formed by the Madison, the Gallatin, the Jefferson. Then as it winds across the Great Plains, it picks up the Big Sioux, the Kansas, the Osage. All names so familiar to our American scene.